Today we look at Suratul Layl. Now this surah, as far as the wordings and everything is concerned, is very... The words are very... All of them are simple, and in fact those who know little Arabic would be able to understand this surah. So it's a bit longer than what we have done in the past, but because of this we might be able to cover it in this lesson. Now, as far as the Shanun Nuzul of this surah goes, because of what is mentioned in the end, you see that, and mainly the surah has to do with people who spend in the way of Allah, and spending or a'ta, those who give in the way of Allah, or those who give, literally, is sort of even brought before those who believe in Allah and anything. I mean, those people who give, who have got this quality of giving, opposed to those who bakhila, who are misers, sort of keep things for themselves, don't give it away. This thing is mentioned even before, as you see, those who believe or in the Prophet or believe in good things. This thing is the first sort of thing mentioned, showing that this condition of the heart, where you give, I mean, that it makes it possible for you to give, whether it is because your heart is moved or whatever, and this condition is not given, but this condition of giving. If that thing is not there, as we have pointed out before, I mean, this is the basic taqwa, or the basic sort of condition of the heart not there, then nothing can profit. Now, before we go on to the surah, the Sha'nun Nuzul, or the Mufassis, what Mufassis have mentioned as to why this surah was mentioned, revealed, especially the part at the end. They said that there was one of the companions of the Prophet had a palm tree or a date palm which had its branches falling into another companion's house, and this other companion was extremely poor. And what used to happen is that when this tree used to fruit and the fruits used to fall in the compound of the other poor companion, I mean, his children used to pick up the date palms and sort of dates and eat them. Well, this man used to come and say, no, this is mine, and sort of recover it from him. So the poor companion complained to the Prophet, and the Prophet said to the rich one that sell me this date palm, because after all the Prophet himself wasn't rich at this time. He said, sell me this date palm for a date palm in heaven. And the man said, no, I can't do that. And there was another person called, his name is given as Abu Dahda. He went to this rich companion and said, I'll buy the palm for 40 palm trees which I have somewhere else. And this man said, okay, I'll sell it to you for these 40 palm trees. And Abu Dahda then went to the Prophet and said, here, this is the palm tree that I give to you because you wanted it. The Prophet took it and gave it to the poor man, so that the poor man can eat from it and it's no longer a nuisance to him. So then this ayah was revealed regarding those who give in the way of Allah and so on and so forth. Now, as far as this is mainly by the Shia Mufassis, as far as the Sunni Mufassis are concerned, and if you look at Tafsir al-Kabir, he says that in fact these ayahs are for Abu Bakr, and when he sort of either when he bought as it is said in history that he bought Bilal and freed it in the way of Allah, Bilal the famous companion of the Prophet, or other slaves. So this is what, as far as the Shanun Nuzul, and though in Tafsir al-Kabir he says the Shias do not believe in these things and they think that this is for Imam Ali, but the right thing, if you look at most of the Shia hadith or books of Tafasir, they say it's Abu Dahda, not Imam Ali, though some of them have mentioned some weak hadiths regarding Imam Ali, but mainly the thing that is mentioned is regarding Abu Dahda. Anyway, the surah begins Wal-layli idha yagsha, and this is probably where the name comes, Suratul Layl. Layl, everybody knows, night. Idha yagsha, gashia is to cover. Idha yagsha, when it covers, the night when it covers, that is the darkness of the night covers. Now in the previous surah, or surah previous in the sense that if you are going the one before it, Surah Shams, which we will do next time inshallah, there even you say that this custom is there, Layl and also regarding Nahar, but there it is Yagshah. That is, it covers it, meaning it there, the Ha refers to Shams. And that's why many of the people have sort of Mufassis, others have said here also, well, Layl is a Yagshah. The night when it covers what? Covers the sun. When the light of the sun is covered. And when Nahari is a Tajalla. Tajalla is a mere opposite meaning making it clear, making it evident. And the Nahar is the day, when it makes clear, when it becomes clear. So they said it clears, makes clear, that the sun becomes clear. And this also, custom is there in the previous Surah Shams as well. When Nahar is Ajallaha, there also Ha referring, as most of the Mufassir say, to the Shams. But we must remember that in religious literature, not only Islamic religious, other religious, I mean, Layl, darkness, is sort of to do with ignorance, valala, to be lost, to be not be on the right path, to corruption, and all the bad things are associated with darkness. I mean, that is obviously, I mean, the thing in the night, you cannot see things. Dark. When it is dark, you can't see things. You cannot distinguish between things. And that's why when we sort of talk in religious sense, I mean, we say that yeah, darkness or ignorance is darkness, in the sense that when you are ignorant, everything is the same. But when you know things, they are not same, they are different. And you can distinguish between them. Similarly, corruption, things that are bad, I mean, everything that is covered, I mean, you don't see what is good for you and what is bad for you. Whereas religion and guidance gives it light and sort of makes things clear for you. So we must remember that this light and darkness, I mean, put this significance of guidance and being lost, of ignorance and of knowing things. When Nahari is at Tajalla, and by the day, when it makes it clear, apparent, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْعُنْثَى. Now, all of us know that when we refer to Ma as instead of man, Ma is for things which are a thing, not a living thing, whereas man is for somebody who is somebody. And here and many other, even the Surah Shams, when we do it, we'll see Ma here, though it is for inanimate things, usually. But here, most of the Mufassir, here it is referring to the one, that is Allah. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And whatever, whoever, خَلَقَ created, ذَكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, male and female. And it's not, I mean, though some Mufassir say it refers to male and human beings and female and human beings, but the term used is general. And the one or the thing, literally, the one. Who created, or what created, Zakara wal Unsa, the male and the female. Now, after these three qasams, the man, every qasam, you see, by Allah, I'm going to do this. Every qasam has got what is known in Arabic as the jawab. Why are you sort of making these vows? To show the significance of the thing that is coming, or the thing that you are going to say later on. And the jawab is, Inna sa'yakum la shatta. Inna sa'yakum, verily, sa'yun, now sa'y, everybody, I mean, the one word which we are familiar with is sa'y in hajj, coming from the same word. Sa'y is sa'a, means to walk quickly, with difficulty, with sort of putting some effort in it, walk quickly. And that's why that sa'y in hajj also, we call it sa'y, because we walk quickly there, you see, not sort of simple walking, sort of leisurely, but quickly. And then afterwards, I mean, because when you are walking quickly or going some, and this word is used quite often in the Quran, this meaning, that when you are walking, you are making an effort to reach somewhere, to reach your goal. So that's, then it's used generally for any effort you make. And here it's used in that sense, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, in all your efforts. All your troubles, everything that you work hard for to get somewhere. Inna sa'yakum la shatta. Shatta is different, varied, not the same. I mean, they're all varied and taking to different sort of results. totally different. Verily, your efforts are all different. They're not the same. I mean, having different results for different goals. Now, the three preceding customs are to show you this thing. Verily, all your efforts are different. So, your efforts, some of you are striving for something, others are striving for others, and all these efforts are different. And the later part of the surah is also sort of categorizing these efforts of yours. Some are striving in this way, others are striving in this way. And whatever they are striving in, one of the things is that whatever anybody is striving is for, Allah inshallah will sort of make him reach his goal. The only thing is that we may be striving for wrong things, thinking that, but he will make us reach our goals, the right goals, the goals that actually we are intended for. So those who are striving, or as it is said even in the sort of tafsir of Rahman, some of them Rahim, it is the mercy of Allah that Allah puts the disbelievers in hell, because they are striving for hell. That is what they want. And put the believers into heaven, because they are striving for it. Whatever you are striving for, if you are striving for corruption, Allah will put you into corruption. If you are striving for hell, he will put you. That is Rahmah. Mercy is to give everything what they deserve and what they are asking for, not with their tongues, but with their actions. So these different efforts, what are they? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْتَى وَاتَّقَى. As for one who a'ata is to give. And here it's not mentioned to give what or whatever, to give. Wattaka, and he is pious, and he has taqwa. Wattaka, the meaning coming from the same word is muttaki or taqwa. And he fears Allah, and he is very aware of God. In the word, I mean the word here, Allah is not mentioned, but in the Quran, whenever taqwa is mentioned, I mean his awareness of, heedful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is heedful. Wa saddaka bil husna. And saddaka is to say that it is the truth, to believe in, to say that whatever that is being said is, saddaka literally is, he is truthful from. And saddaka is to say that, oh, somebody is telling you something, then if I make tasdeeq, then I say that you are truthful. وَصَدَّكَ بِالْحُسْنَ. Husna here is the feminine of ahsan. Ahsan meaning better or best. And he believes, and he says it is true, that which is the best, or which is better, but the best. So whoever sort of believes in the best. So one who gives and is has taqwa, is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believes and says that it is the truth, that is which is the best. فَسَنُّيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Then what will we do with this, for these people? فَسَنُّيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. يَسَّرَ and يُسْرَى, both of them coming from the same root word, making to be easy. يَسَّرَ is to make something easy, to facilitate, to pave the way for it, to make it easy. We will certainly in the near future make it easy for it. What will we make easy for it? Lil yusra, for the yusra. Yusra can be taken as two meanings. Yusra in itself means ease and prosperity and a life full of comfort and ease. The root of still being ease. So do with ease, something that is full of ease. A life full of ease. Prosperous. Then we'll make them easy. We will facilitate them a life which is full of ease and prosperity. Or it can be taken as, you see, yusra is also the familiar from aisar. Aisar is more easy or easiest. Then we'll make them easy, the easiest thing. The thing so that they are in ease all the time. And literally, I mean, obviously all the Mufassir have said that then we'll make it easy for them to enter into heaven. Or we'll make it easy for them to do good deeds. And those who are of the sort of mystical trends, they would say that, I mean, this is actually showing love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you have the love of anything, then love has this sort of characteristic, that love makes everything that is difficult even easy. and things which are difficult, if you do it for sex, love, eat or love somebody else, then those things become easy. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَ, and we'll make it easy or we'll facilitate them so that, and the meaning, overall meaning is the same. I mean, if good things or good actions are made easy for you, then what will that lead to you? Heaven. Or will make it easy for them to enter heaven. You do not enter heaven except by doing good things. They have become easy for you. And compared to this, then there is other group. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. Each one on the top. أَمَّا مَنْ أَعْتَى وَاتَّقَى. The one who gives and fears and is heedful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's pious. In comparison, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ. بَخِلَ is opposite of أَعْتَى. The one who gives, bakhila is one who is miserly. He keeps things for himself. He does not spend it. He wants to hold it for himself. فَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ. As for the one who holds it for himself, or who is miserly. وَاسْتَغْنَى. Now, istagna has come in different places. Istagna can be looked at in two ways, looking at the root of the word. Ghaniya is to be somebody who is ghaniya is somebody who is needless, who doesn't have needs. Istagna is to ask for this state or to think that one is in that state. For example, istakbara is whenever this form is used. Istakbara is to think oneself big. Whereas istaghfara is not to think oneself to be forgiven, but to ask for forgiveness. So istaghna can be taken in both the ways, and both sort of have been taken by Mufassir. Tabatabai says here, istaghna, he says, is one who asks for wealth. The wealth he has, wealth, he's bakhil and he asks for more. He wants more to be ghani, to be rich. He just hoards money. He doesn't give it in the way of Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. Or the one who thinks that he is ghani, he is needless, he doesn't have any need. And in this sense also, it's come in the Quran that the one who makes taga, the one who goes over the limit, is always the one who thinks that he is manistagna, who thinks that he is needless, he doesn't have any need. He has all the capabilities and the power. And then if he has all capabilities and power, he does not fear going overboard, crossing limits and all these things. So in both the case, both the meanings can fit here. One who thinks he is needless, doesn't need anything, he is rich, he's got all the power, doesn't even see the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinks his power is there. And the common proverb, power corrupts, which is actually very true, whether coming from religious sources or not, this thing is true. Power actually corrupts. And anybody who is powerful has to be mindful of this thing and not think that we are different. No, everybody is the same. And power does corrupt. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. Those who are miserly and want more or think they are needless. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. كَذَّبَ, again comparing with صَدَّقَ. And he gives the lie. He says that this is a lie. He does not believe. He says this. All this husna, this good thing, is a lie. This has nothing to do with it. It's not reality. It's all dreams. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. So this category of people, what will we do? وَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. And for them, نُيَسِّرُ, we'll make it easy. We'll facilitate it for him. We will pave the way for him. لِلْعُسْرَى. Usra is opposite of yusra. Usra is hardship, full of difficulty. Then we'll pave the way for him to a place or thing or situation where it is full of difficulties, hardship. And this is nothing but hell after all, whether it is on this earth or in the hereafter. And the words, both the words have come in the surah that we need before, inna ma'al usri yusra. Verily with ease is hardship. So anybody who is like this, we'll pay, facilitate it, we'll make it easy for him so that he ends up into usra, into full of difficulty. Whereas anybody who is like the previous category given, then we'll make it easy for him, we'll pave the way, we'll facilitate for him so that he ends up into ease. And then goes further regarding these people who are sort of striving always to sort of gain wealth but not spend it, who is bakhil and istagna. For them, وَمَا يُغْنِ عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّ وَمَا يُغْنِ will not profit him. Here agna, not profit, not make him sort of needless, will not profit him. عَنْهُ مَالُهُ his wealth which he has collected so hard, which he did not give, collected for himself. إِذَا تَرَدَّ تَرَدَّ literally comes from somebody slipping and falling from a great height into a pit or a well or an abyss. And that's why it's used for sort of here, that he falls in the abyss of hell, in the pit, in the lowest level of hell. When he falls, this wealth of his will not, my yugni anhu, will not help him in any way, because after all he just collected it, did nothing with it, sat with him, and it will not help him. Inna alayna lal huda, and it is on us, and it is for us, it is our duty here, literally. I mean, inna alayna, when someone says alayna, it's my duty, on us, lal huda, to guide. Now, as we have always said, and Tabatabai has mentioned it, that both this guidance could be meant here to show the way. Our duty is to show the way, to point out that look, this is what it is, and this is what leads to hell, this is what leads to Yusra, this is what leads to Usra, this is what will happen if you do this thing. So it is our duty to guide you. This is the guidance through the Prophet or through whatever. It is our, the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it could mean the other guidance, that is to check somebody and check him to his goal. And that also is given, that anybody who does these things, then it is our duty, says that both fits in it, to guide him to the place that he deserves. If somebody gives and is fearful of Allah and believes in the Husna, then we will take hold of him and guide him to the right place, to the place full of ease, to Yusra. And one of those who are the opposite, then we will take hold of him and guide him to the place which is full of difficulties. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْعَاخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. And both, verily both, this world or the beginning and the end is ours. So we have full power over it. If we guide people, I mean, if this guidance is meant that we'll take them, this, we have full power. There is nothing that can stop us. Because of both this world and the next is ours. And we have made it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power over it. Nothing that comes in his way and what he wants to do. Though we may always repeat these things, but sometimes we do not believe in these things truly, that Allah has full power. We get upset when things happen that we do not like, or when we think that is against religion or against the plan of the good, but nothing happens that will stop Allah from reaching his goal. In Allah baligh amri, Allah will reach, or is always going to reach his target. There is nothing that stops him. And the summary of the thing, inna wa anzartukum naran talawwa, and I warn you of a fire, talawwa, which is full of talawwa literally means which is flaming, blazing fire. I warn you of a blazing fire. Now here, because what the following verses say, and you will see that many mufassirs have said this is a special fire. It's not the ordinary hellfire we are talking about, but this is even stronger fire than the hellfire, or the different sort of section in hell, and talking about that fire, because it does not fit with general sort of theory that they have. And we must remember that whenever we have new concepts coming in, we are always sort of juggling with the concepts we already have in our mind. And we always like them to be sort of compatible. We don't like to say contradictory things. One thing contradicts the other, and we say, no, it doesn't matter. But no, we always try to sort of smoothen things out. So there are people who do not sort of think properly in totality and may sort of say things which are totally contradicting things they're saying the other time. But anybody who is sort of serious. It's serious. They always try to have something that is complete, as we say in mathematics. They don't like things contradicting each other. If they contradict, they go back and either change their presumption or the outcomes or somehow modify things. So here though, the Quran does not say that this is a different fire, a flaming fire, or as in other surah it has said that this Ashka, which I mentioned here, the most wretched, the most unfortunate people. The Mufassirin said this fire is only for those. Other fires are for other people, and that is a difference. Because if they take this fire also to mean that only the Ashka are going to burn in this fire. So they cannot sort of reconcile that with other things that are there in religion. And we'll see what. فَانْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَذَّى. So I warn you of a fire that is blazing, which has flames, which is burning very sort of strong. لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْكَى. And will not burn in it. إِلَّا الْأَشْكَى. Now أَشْكَى is superlative or comparative of from شَكِير, just like Kubra, Sugra. Kubra is the feminine from Akbar, big, biggest. Ashka, Shaki, Ashka, similarly coming from that thing, saying the most wretched, the one who is most unfortunate. Now, Shaki literally means somebody who is full of hardship, I mean, difficulty, unfortunate, opposed to Saeed, somebody who is happy. So this could mean, and as Tabatabai says, we don't have to go and say that these are the most wretched. That is only a person who is most wretched, most unfortunate will go in this fire. He says this most unfortunate means these people who are disbelievers, and all of them, they are most unfortunate. You can be unfortunate because you are sick, you have got some sort of difficulties, calamities as far as your health is concerned. You can be shaky as far as your health is concerned. You can be shaky as far as your wealth is concerned. You may be poor. But these people are shaky because of their beliefs and their characteristics. And these are the most ashka. That's why we are saying that these are the most unfortunate. Whereas all other shakis or most, all other unfortunate people, they are unfortunate or bad luck or whatever sort of end, has an ending, whereas these people do not have. That's why they are the most unfortunate. Whereas others have said, no, this means those who are literally most wretched. Not all kuffars will burn in this fire, not because, as we know, then they would sort of say that, okay, we say that there are even believers who are going to fire, or there is an ayah said, there is nobody but illa wariduha, as far as hell is concerned, everybody is going to enter it. But then those who are believers and good will be taken out from it. But everybody will enter it. So because this contradicts with those other things that they have said, they said that here this is a special fire or a special part of hell where only the most wretched, the most unlucky, if you like to say, will go in there. And this sort of unfortunate, they have become unfortunate because of their own sort of deeds, because they did not give, because they did not believe in the good. And this is mentioned again here. Who are these ashka? Allazi kazzaba wa tawalla. The one who gave the lie, who did not believe. Wa tawalla. And turned away from it, from the consequences of it. If you believe, there are consequences. You do certain things. These people do not believe, they turn away from those things that you have to do if you believe. So these people, this ashka will go there. As far as the atka, and here also these people have taken atka, those people who have taken the meaning that this is a special fire, the atka will keep away from it. As the next sayujannabuha al-atka. Jannaba is to be away from, far from it. And sayujannabuha al-atka, and those who are atka, the most pious, they will be away from it. They will not even get near it. They are totally away from it. الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى. Who gives his wealth, and remember this surah is totally about this giving the wealth. The one who gives his wealth so that he purifies, so that to be pure. Zakka, as we have said many times, pure. Tazakka, to pure himself, to purify himself. And from that zakat is said, it's because it purifies your wealth from whatever belongs to others, that is the poor and the needy. So those who give, they will not even come near this fire, which this fire is only for the most wretched. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ إِنَّهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. And there is no ni'mah that anybody has. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ. There isn't anybody إِنَّهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ, that he has got a ni'mah, has got fortune, he has got some ni'mah of Allah, blessings of Allah, blessings. تُجْزَى, that he will be rewarded for it. There is nobody that he will be rewarded except إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Except if they are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are standing that way, only then they will have some reward. But if they are not for this thing, then there is no other ni'mah. There is no ni'mah that you will be rewarded for, but that you spend it in the face of Allah, for seeking blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do that, wala sawfa yarda. And if anybody does that, wala sawfa yarda, then surely he will be well pleased. He will be given so much and reward that he will be well pleased and content with whatever he is given. I think we'll stop here. If there are any comments or anything, as I said, I mean, as far as the words are concerned, none of them are very difficult. Some are some technical things are there which, unless we go into Arabic grammar, it doesn't come out, but doesn't give us as much as the effort is required into going on in all this sort of grammar and grammatical points. I think we'll stop here, inshallah. Continue next time with Natural Balance.